2 days in a row, I was reminded of a concept that you need to think about. In fact, after I tell you this concept, you should ponder this for your own life, because you may just have a fun breakthrough and be able to bless and encourage others in powerful ways. So here's the background of yesterday's realization. I was showing a young refugee family of four how to ride the local bus system. We were sitting in the shade at Giant at the Lancaster Shopping Center when their adorable little 7-year-old said she was thirsty. I offered to take her inside to the water fountain, but they declined. Then after riding 2 buses back to their house, as I was tossing my backpack into the car, I realized that I had a small water bottle with me the whole time. Wow! I could have offered her a bottle of water, if I had only paid attention to the resources I had with me. And that was the first one. It made me realize the importance of knowing what resources you have available. There are needs around me that I can meet with the resources that I have available. I just need to remember that I have the resources. Here's the second one. I organize and facilitate a monthly travel club meeting in our neighborhood. This past month, we had a new initiative with a 20-minute forum on preparing for international travel. One of the attendees asked for that part of the presentation, so I forwarded her email to the creative woman who presented it. I said, "You'll have to ask her for her presentation." Then after a few hours, it hit me. That PowerPoint presentation was on my computer. I had what the attendee was looking for the whole time. Duh. I goofed again. I had the resources necessary to meet the need if I had only remembered that I had them. So here's the thing. Is it any wonder that when Jesus did the miracles of feeding the 5,000 and the 4,000, the question he asked the disciples was, "How many loaves do you have?" He was basically saying, "What resources do you have available? Let's start there with what you have." So in a nutshell, there's an exciting opportunity for you. You obviously see the needs around you, the lack, the scantness, and the desires. You know that the world around you has many needs. So by responding to my realizations and to help you respond in a Christ-like way, do an inventory of what you have. Search your own resources, and you just may find that you can pull off your own miracle of generosity and giving and meeting needs. You may even be able to start with what you have and multiply your loaves or create a tsunami of generous giving. It starts small from your resources and goes from there. I hope you can pay attention far better than I to what you have. With that, have a productive, generous, and resourceful day.